Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
The Last Word on Today FM.
Some of you may have air conditioning at home or wherever it is you work, but many of you won't. So Andy O'Donoghue today is going to start with air conditioning and then get to other gadgets to help you deal with the hot weather. Andy, thank you for joining us. Tell us, please, about a Dyson fan product.
And well, Matt, you know, it's funny because Dyson have this incredible range of cooling devices as well as heater devices, of course. Right now, it's all about cooling down. And for about €100, you can buy it direct or from other online retailers. The HushJet Mini Cool Fan is probably a pretty good option at the minute. And it's not going to cool the whole room down, but it is kind of made for a desk or even a train or a commute bedside table. And it gives you this, I suppose, what they call personal airflow in a very neat package, much smaller than kind of, you know, the cheap plastic fan that we might see. Has 5 different fan speeds, and you'll get kind of, by the way, really good cover around a room. So the nozzle has this 360 degree kind of reach, and you can use it handheld, you can put it on the desk. Has USB charging. For €100, it just might help a little bit, Matt.
How big is it?
It's quite small. It's kind of, you know, it is essentially portable. It's kind of a handheld device. And I would say it is very Dyson. It's clever. It's a bit expensive, beautifully engineered. But, you know, once you have one, you'll probably just think, God, I'd love a bigger one of these.
Okay, but give me a cheaper one. Give me one called the Status USB Mini Fan.
And these, you know, we see these keep turning up this time of year. And, you know, it is the cheap and cheerful option. It's kind of the anti-Dyson version. Cheap, basic, slightly ugly, but it kind of does the same thing. So for about €20, there's no app, no smart features, no thermal intelligence, as some makers would call the kind of tech that these use. It's just a little fan that moves air around your face when you're at home or in the bedroom. USB powered again. You can power it from a laptop or a power bank, and it does have an adjustable head, the Status USB version. So for €20 or even less, it's not bad.
Okay, you've got a neck fan. I presume a neck fan doesn't have blades that are going to chop your head off.
No, it doesn't. And you know, neck fans look somewhat ridiculous until you try one, and then you
understand. They still look ridiculous, Andy. I mean, they might do the job you want, but you will still look ridiculous. But tell us about it.
When you use one, though, Matt, you'll understand why half of Asia already uses them. They're incredibly popular in Asia, and easy to explain. I mean, visually funny. What is it? You wear it around your neck like headphones. It has a bladeless design, so you don't have to worry about your hair getting caught in it. Multiple speed settings. They have rechargeable batteries, and Jizu Life models, they have between 4 and 16 hours, which is actually pretty good. You think, where would I use it? Well, you'd use it commuting, because if you're stuck on a bus or a train over the next week, that is something you really need to think about. So commuters like them, but even walkers, if you're at a festival or a concert, if you're out in the garden or you're cooking with this sort of heat, really nice. And so for between €30 and €40, you'll get them online.
Okay, you have something much more expensive, the Shark Chill Pill 3-in-1 Fan Mist and Insta Chill.
Yeah, these are really popular. I had no idea. And also delighted to see any Irish retailers I looked at over the last day or two, they have these in stock. And so this is kind of more of a fun portable cooling gadget. In a sense, I suppose, it's not just, it's a fan for people who don't just want cool air. They want the drama and the mist and, of course, a small cold plate pressing against your face. So it combines a handheld fan, but with a fine misting attachment and a cooling plate so you can press against pulse points. High speed personal fan, yes. Mist attachment, that's very clever. The cooling plate attachment, very clever. It has USB-C charging. It is travel friendly size. And recent reviews, this was news to me, but it is absolutely one of the stronger personal cooling gadgets that I've seen talked about this year. So the Chillpill 3-in-1 fan, €150, expensive, but apparently people love them.
Okay, and the Logic portable air cooler. This is what? It's sort of a middle ground between a fan and a proper air conditioner.
That's exactly what it is. And so this is not an evaporative air cooler. So it's not air conditioning. And so that's important to remember. But it uses water and airflow to make air feel cooler. So where's that useful? Useful in an office, particularly if you're working at home in this weather. Useful beside the bed, but it's not going to chill the whole house down for you. So it's kind of a fan with a water tank, but that has a bit more ambition than that. Has a timer, has a night mode. Airflow rate is very good, I think. And it's also good on power mat, which is something that we have to be conscious of. This time of year, we're used to low ESB bills or electricity bills, but with 50 watts power use and a 4.5-litre water tank, it's actually works really well and conserves energy as well.
You actually have an air conditioner from Black & Decker, which is on the pricey side and I think needs a bit of installation as well.
It does. And, you know, air conditioning is not people domestically. We don't buy many in this country. Whereas, of course, if you visit people in continental Europe or you visit friends in America, you see those aircon units sitting in the window. And the Black & Decker 9000 smart air conditioner at about €400 is a serious option. And it's proper portable air conditioner. So it needs a venting hose. So, you know, you've got to get that venting hose out. And it has a window kit. But, Matt, it's exceptionally good. There's a thermostat. You can set it from 18 degrees Celsius up to 32, three fan speeds. It has a programmable timer. And, of course, it's got the Black & Decker home app control. And you can control it with your Alexa or your Google Home. So that means you can say things like, Alexa, cool down the kitchen if you have it installed in the kitchen. So this is the one to buy, A, if you've got the budget for it, and when you kind of need to stop pretending that a small fan is enough in this weather.
We've got an inspired question from a listener. I think this is terrific because I think a lot of people are struggling to sleep at night at present. So this listener says, why is there no cooling electric blanket? Could I invent one and make millions? Or is there a scientific reason why it can't exist?
I suspect the nearest we have at the moment are cooling pillows. I think the blanket is probably medical advice might be required. Could you possibly cool yourself, your whole body down that much at night? And should you? But we do have cooling pillows, which are really useful at nighttime. They're not that cheap. You'll pay between 50 and 90 euros for one. But they have a gel layer or a pad. And but some of them are really good. They have the memory foam and bamboo fabric in them. And the idea is that they draw heat away from your head and neck. There's no charging. There's no setup. And so I suppose for the listener who texted you, they work alongside lighter bedding. So maybe just a sheet, closed curtains during the day, ventilation at night. But the gel pillow, the fans get all of the attention. But the real heat wave battle, I find, is at 2 a.m. when, you know, a pillow feels like a panini machine. So it's worthwhile thinking about.
Ollie says you need to be careful about these cold water mist coolers. They don't work in humidity over 50%. They just make things more damp and sticky. So tell us about the Gove Wi-Fi Thermo Hyroglometer. Is that what it's called?
The Gove Wi-Fi Thermo.
Hygrometer, good God, whatever that is. Tell us what it is.
At about €40, So this is essentially, it's a smart temperature and humidity monitor. This is not glamorous, but incredibly useful. And I would say it's the least glamorous gadget on this list, but possibly one of the most useful. It measures temperature and humidity. It has Wi-Fi and Bluetooth connectivity and app notifications. So why that's important is it's useful for bedrooms, for nurseries, for home offices, for the room where you keep your pet, for greenhouses. If you have older relatives, what it really tells you is which room is getting too hot and can send you an alert when temperature or humidity crosses a threshold. So for €40, Matt, I think it's an excellent idea.
Okay, now we do have a listener who says, I use a dog cooling mat. And I actually was thinking to myself, oh, that's good for your dog. And then I realised this person probably is using the dog cooling mat for themselves. So tell us about pet cooling mats or cooling collars.
They have become popular over the last few years. Pretty simple, decently priced. You'll get them, you'll see them from kind of 10 to 20 euros for many of them. And dogs and cats suffer in this weather quite badly, and a cooling mat gives them a cooler surface to lie on without any electricity needed. So you can use them indoors and outdoors because they're not plugged in. They tend to be, the good ones tend to be very durable, wipe clean material, and of course you can buy different sizes depending on pet size. But they, I think they're really useful, Matt, and shade and water are kind of common sense for pets. That's fine. But the gadget comes second, and if the pavement is too hot for your hand, it's too hot for a dog. And Dogs Trust Ireland specifically advise people this 5-second tarmac test before you take the dog out. And then you think, well, they're lying down out the back in the on the patio or in the garden on slabs. So thinking about a cooling mat or cooling collar is a really good idea.
Okay, what about a plug-in phone fan?
Now, and we're kind of this is not about serious climate control. However, I would tend to call these kind of the propeller of desperation in a sense. And it's a fun gimmick. And these tiny little fans that plug into your phone's charging port, and you'll get them. They run on USB-C. Use your iPhone or your Android phone. Very cheap, limited airflow. They use your phone battery. You'll pay a fiver or a tenner. But when people look at you, maybe they'll think you're making an effort.
And just to finish, I mean, I've been sceptical previously in your love of smart drinks bottles, but I will indulge you for a moment. I suppose one thing that could be said about the Chili's bottle, which is not particularly high tech, it does keep your drinks cold for up to 24 hours. That seems to be pretty good.
Yeah, and this is kind of the sensible alternative to the smart bottle. No Bluetooth, no apps, no glowing lights. It's a really good insulated bottle. And many people pick these up as merchandise or giveaways. If you want to buy a good one, the Chili's bottle is really good. 24, 40 euros, depending on the size. But it has double-walled vacuum insulation. And there's no charging to be done. Ideal for commuting, school bags, whatever, this kind of weather. So if 80 euros does feel a bit kind of Celtic Tiger for a smart bottle, a good insulated bottle like the Chili's does the job. It keeps water cold and kind of keeps you actually drinking it, which is what we should be doing.
Andy O'Donoghue, thank you very much for joining us on Tech Thursday.
The Last Word on Today FM.